Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. It is. We thank the Lord for being with you again here today. Such a beautiful day. A beautiful day in the Lord. We certainly do thank God for this day. Yes, he made this day just for us, you and I, and we should enjoy it, shouldn't we? Amen, amen. No matter who or what, we enjoy this day because this is a gorgeous day in the Lord. Now, we don't know what's coming up next now, but right now, we are basking in the beauties of holiness. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Praise God. God is so good to us, isn't he? All right. Bless God. But we do thank God for you, you, and you. You can call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you want to have a prayer request, or maybe you want to tell us what you're expecting God to do in your life. We would love that, too. All right? And we pray with you. Now, we're not going to do all the praying, because he said two of us agree touching anything, it shall be done. So you and us and I, okay, we're going to touch and agree on what you want, what you desire, what you expect in God to do in your life. So remember that today, okay? And listen, call and engineer, a prayer warrior, ministry training. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's right here to answer that call. And you do that call, 347-857-3925. Listen, perhaps you might want to hear them and you request them. Yes, praise God. Yes, 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 you request them. And we're going to do our best to push it right on in. All right, here's the prayer warrior sign now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, thanking you for this day, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, as we hold our apostle in prayer, as well as her family and the loss of her sister, Lord, Father. We thank you for giving her the strength, the laughter to continue, Lord, Father, to push through, Lord. Father, we ask that the listeners that are listening now and those that will listen at a later time continue to lift her in prayer on the loss of her sister and touch her children,
yes.
Touch her sister. Call Mikhail and Michele in your prayer today, for they need your prayers. We thank you, Lord, Father, for giving them the strength. Touch them right now, Lord, Father. Father, as they grieve, Lord, Father, for their mother, Father, give them the strength and the comfort right now, Lord, Father, to make it through, Lord. Knowing, Lord, Father, that you are the comforter, Lord, Father, and you will not leave them comfortless. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Father, we just thank you this day.
Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with those that ask for prayer for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father, we thank you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Lynn, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord, to intervene, Lord Father, in her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know what she is dealing with, what she is going through, Lord Father. We ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Mercy right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie right now, Lord Father. I ask you to intervene on her behalf also, Lord Father. Father, touch those that are surrounding her paperwork right now, Lord Father. Father, let no one try to stop or hinder, Lord Father, the paperwork, Lord Father, from going through right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for making ways out of no ways for her, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenny right now, Lord Father, that's on life support, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, that if you do not know you as his Lord and Savior, Lord Father, let him not leave this earth, Lord Father, and go to a Christless grave. But, Father, we speak in life right now, Lord Father. Speaking, Lord Father, your will be done in his life right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch his family right now, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with those that are praying for him right now, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams right now, Lord Father. We ask you to continue, Lord Father, to touch her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the kidney that you gave her, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and knowing that it was nobody but you, Lord. Father, we glorify and magnify you for all miracles, Lord Father. Father, touch today, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Ruth Ryman right now, Lord. Yvonne Talbot right now, Lord Father. Father, touch right now. Vicky right now. Ruthie. Thomas Felton right now, Lord Father. As we call those names before you that has cancer, Lord Father. Has colon cancer, uterus cancer, cancer in the brain, Lord Father, cancer behind the eye, Lord Father. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, knowing that you're bigger than cancer, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through them, Lord Father, as your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, knowing when we're going through, Lord Father, we take our eyes, Lord Father, and mind off of you, Lord Father. But help us, O God, to put our mind back on you and not on the situation, O God. Father, we thank you and glorify you for your many mercies and goodness, Lord. Father, touch them, Lord. Touch their families, those that are taking care of them and praying, Lord, Father. Father, touch them right now. Give them the continual strength that they need in you, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing Randall through his surgery right now, Lord Father. Let him praise you and let him remember, Lord Father, that it's nobody but you, Lord Father, that brought him through, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayers in this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we also hold Deshaun Hamp here, Lord Father, that has cancer in the brain, Lord Father. Touch him as well right now, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father. Father, those that are going through chemo right now, on dialysis right now, Lord Father. Have mercy right now, Lord Father. There's so many amongst us, Lord Father, that are sick, Lord Father, and suffering, Lord Father, going through some type of hurt and pain, Lord Father. And Father, you say we are to pray for them, Lord Father. Father, unless you say otherwise, Lord Father, we thank you for hearing prayers, Lord Father. We continue to thank you for the praise reports that we get, Lord Father. Father, we thank you in glorifying you this day, O God. We take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father, not even, Lord Father, us waking up this morning, O Lord. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that no day is promised to us, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, the day that you woke us up, Lord Father, clothed in our right mind, being able to do not just for ourselves but for others, Lord Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you for all that you have done, doing, and about to do, Lord Father, for all of us, Lord. Father, we continue, O God, to ask, Lord Father, that you touch Miss Felona and her daughter right now, Lord Father. Father, cover them under the blood right now, Lord. Shield and protect them. Put their hedge of protection round about them. You know their situation, O Lord. And, Father, we thank you for you, Lord Father, working it out for them in the name of Jesus. Touch Minister Ed right now, Lord Father. Touch his body right now, Lord. For, Father, you said, by your stripes we are healed, and healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through him in the name of Jesus. Touch Tanisha Dungy right now, Lord Father, that's going blind and losing her memory, Lord Father. Father, as we call that before you, Lord Father, we know you can turn every situation around and nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father, and let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Philip, Ed, Nikki, Elizabeth. Father, as we hold them before you, we're praying right now, O God, for their salvation, Lord Father. Father, touch them right now. Shake them up, Lord Father. Father, turn them around right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your will be done. And, Father, let them, Lord Father, call upon you, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, O God. Father, touch Phyllis right now, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to pray, Lord Father, for her esophagus right now, Lord Father. Heal. We speak healing right now. In Jesus' name, Lord. Father, touch our listeners. You know what they're in need of right now, Lord Father. We thank you for every bill, Lord Father, being paid in full and every debt being canceled. We thank you, Lord Father, for traveling mercies for them as they go to work and come from work, Lord Father. We thank you for their shield of protection round about them on their jobs, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now for peace of mind, Lord Father, and we thank you most of all for them just praising you, Lord Father, and letting your will be done in their lives, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and deliverance. We speak love, joy, and laughter, Lord, Father, on this airways today, Lord. We thank you for correction and preparation, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, most of all, for you being in the midst. We thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to have its perfect way. We thank you, Lord, as you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord, Father, and you increasing them. We thank you for using them to bring forth that rhema word today, Lord, Father, touching hearts and minds, Lord, Father, unstopping those deaf ears today and breaking up that stony heart, Lord, Father. We speak deliverance today over these airways, Lord, Father. We say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, my God, my God. Amen. Well, I can say one thing. Today I'm getting lots of prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need him right now. I need him right now. Yes, we do thank God for the prayers of the righteous. We thank God for those that have hearts to pray for someone else. We really thank you. And we praying for you too. Yes, yes, yes. Every one of you, we praying for you.
Thank you.
On this day. Pardon me. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a little word. Just a little short. Just a little short word. To neglect God is to oppose him. To oppose God is to perish. To neglect God is to oppose him. To oppose God is to perish. Do you want to perish? I don't think so.
No.
Praise God. You don't want to oppose him. You don't want to neglect him. You just want to worship him, don't you?
Amen.
Well, today we do thank God for you, 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 and you today, okay? Now, you listen to me today. We don't know which way we're going really exactly. You know, I may turn this over to Sister Diane, Sister Porter. You know, bless God. Hey, hallelujah.
You ready?
Hallelujah, you hallelujah. It's just one of those days, okay? Praise God. With a lot of unexpected things that go on. You know, not only did my sister, the one, you know, that we wasn't expecting, she just come out of the hospital. Praise God. But then my cousin, which is a first cousin, if you want to call the number, first cousin. All right. They just transferred him from one hospital to the other. Okay, praise God. So you pray for him also.
Amen.
He not doing good at all. All right. Seem like this heart stuff is going around these days. So let's get this heart in order. Our hearts in order, you know, in order with the Lord. I pray for each person, you know, to line up with the word, you know, line up with the word. This is what I pray for. Now, you think I may sound like I'm rough or hard, but you can't get there no other way. You're going to go through tribulation. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through storms in life. All these things is going to happen. But you don't have to go alone. That's the whole problem. You don't have to go alone. Did you hear me? Mm-hmm. Pray. thank God that I don't have to go through anything alone. Amen. That is all about Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? No matter if I'm not preaching like somebody else down the block, I'm not supposed to preach like them. God gave them a call. They have to answer. I got a call. I got to answer. And I answer the way he gave me to answer. And they do the same. So we're different. Okay. But we're the same spirit. Get that one now. We're the same spirit. And we thank God again for Sister Diane there being there. And we thank God for Bishop Porter being there. And we thank God for those of you that listen on a continued basis. I'm going to call you today, my friends. Okay? I'm not a person with a whole bunch of friends because seem like they just don't cotton to me that kind of way. Associates, yeah, but not no friends. But I'm calling you my friend today, you know, because you're there, you're praying for me, and you're wishing me well. Okay, and the same go to you today. I'll always be praying for you regardless of what I'm going through or what I have to go through, you know. But God prepares me for these things that happen in my life. And sometimes they're unexpected. You don't want them to happen, you know. You wish you didn't know they're going to happen, you know. But that's just the way God is, all right? That's just the way he is. And in a thing we can do about it, but worship him and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I may say a little something to you today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. In spite of things. Now, you know, I thank God for what God did for Micah, Brother Micah. I thank God for Deacon Micah. I thank God for what he did for him, you know. Amen. And you have to thank him, okay? He brought him from a long way, you know. And I just have to say, God gave him some good doctors, doctors that care about him. You know what I'm saying? And they went the distance with him. You see what I'm saying? They ain't did like some doctors do. They just half look at you and half, you know, give you something to try to, so you can go home halfway pleased. You know, some of them do that. And some of them give you all that they know to help you. And stuff that they don't supposed to give you, like information. Some doctors do, bless you. You see, cause we know it's more than what they tell us half of the time because of what God has given you. When God called you and ordained you, he gave you perception. Did you hear me? He gave you that, didn't he? But you don't want to use it, but he did. Well, I was just thinking. Yes, you was just thinking. God has let your perception come forth. You know, he let you perceive things, to know things, okay, for your benefit. You hear what I'm saying? For your benefit. You know they're true. You know some of these people is devilish. You know some of these people you deal with just don't like you. And you still get up there, oh, yes, that's my buddy. You know, it ain't like that, you see. Amen. And you know they ain't your buddy, all right? Sometimes the least one you expect ain't your buddy. But, you know, you want to have friends. Everybody wants friends. I did, too. I used to. But I didn't. I stopped. I said, you know, Lord, I'm wasting a whole lot of time, you know, trying to make friends. And you do all kind of things trying to make friends. You know you do. Don't sit up and think I'm not the only person. You do anything to make so they be your friend. You think they high power. They on top of the line. So you want them to be your friend. They got plenty of money. You want them to be your friend. They ain't going to give you none of the money. So what's all this stuff about? I know, Melanie. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes it's needed because who we ought to be, who are we be friends with? Jesus. Hmm? Jesus is a friend of mine. And when he's a friend of mine, he's loyal, faithful, and true. And what he says, he will do. And you don't have to doubt about it. That's why Jesus is a friend of mine. Do you see? I had to turn loose that because I wanted friends. Every time since I was in school, I wanted friends. Didn't have any then either. You know? I don't know why. Don't ask me. You try to be friendly and you try to go the way they want you to go and do what they want you to do and do stuff. You end up doing stuff that's dumb. You know how it is. Amen. But that's what I was taught. Just throwing that out there at this time because I really, 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 really was trying to figure out what we were going to do today. Now, the only reason I'm a little in between today is because of the news that I had just got. And that was news I definitely was not expecting. Okay? It definitely caught me. It didn't call me by surprise because I had mentioned something about this. I had mentioned it a couple of days ago. You know, not really wanting to mention it, not wanting to think about it. You ever not want to think about certain things? You ever been in that shape? You can't help but think, but you don't want to think, and you're trying not to think that thing, that thought. But it's there. Hey, guess what? Guess what that is? God preparing you what was to come. That's all he was. That's your perception, what your perception was doing, huh? Preparing you for the outcome of what was coming. And you didn't want to think about it. No. You know, if you want somebody, you in somebody's hospital and they say, I want you to do this and so and that, if I leave here today or tomorrow, if I leave here, I want you to do something. Oh, no, don't you talk like that. I don't want to hear it. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Well, why you don't listen to them? Write that down so if something do happen, if God decide that he wants to take them, he'll take them, and ain't nothing you do about it. See, but do what they ask you to do. Do you get the picture? We are, I don't know, us humans, we do things all backwards. Selfishly, too. That's what we do. That's what we do and all. And not understanding that he's, anything happen, God don't leave you without knowing. He tell you when you finna leave here, and you know when you fixing to leave here. You know why? So that you can get yourself prepared and be ready to meet him. He is merciful and kind. He don't want to lose nobody. It's you that make that choice not to listen to him. Or not to accept what he's giving you the chance to make it right before you leave. See? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get you ready for whatever. You don't know, some odd things all going on in this world right now. You don't know what's going to happen. With these people going crazy, everybody say they free. And they, we loose today. We ain't under quarantine, bondage, or whatever that you say that you was up under, then got out here, now everybody killing everybody. Mm-hmm. Is that what God wants you out there doing? Mm-hmm. Just to kill up people? No. Mm-hmm. You angry. Why you ain't got over your anger? You've been there for years and you ain't got over your anger yet? Something wrong with you. So you need to investigate yourself instead of being angry at somebody else. You're only angry at yourself. That's why you angry at them. Because they mirror you. Okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Being angry with me. Don't be angry with me. Amen. I'm just talking as I see it. Hey. Hello. I know. Sometimes it seems rough. Sometimes it seems rough to me. You know, but when it hit me, it hit me. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it hit me. Sure do. I have to accept it. Ain't nothing. What am I going to do with it? God say, tell me something and bring it to my mind that this is me and I need to take care of that and do this, that, or the other. Well, nah, ain't nothing else to do but do it. Anything else you can forget? My God, let's talk about something today. Let's talk about something. All right, Proverbs 18:21, everybody know. Everybody know Proverbs 18:21, don't they? What it say? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Did you hear that? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. How did it get there? Do you know how it got there? Didn't he say he gave you power over all the power of the enemy and nothing by any means shall hurt you? Now, I know Proverbs, that was in the Old Testament, written in the Old Testament, right? But guess what? When he gave you power, that power is in your tongue. What did he tell you to do? Call those things that be not as though they already were. You see, he gave you the power, then he gave you words to use the power of your tongue. But you want to be so carnal until you don't want to use that power the way it should be. You want to use it to curse somebody. Notice I say C-U-R-S-E. You want to curse somebody. And then you end up cussing, C-U-S-S-I-N-G. You see the two words? You want to do those things. And God didn't ask you to do that. He wants you to bless people. He gave you that power to bless somebody, speak words of life to people. Because what did he say? Death and life is in the power of your tongue. See, he didn't say speak death. He told you to speak life and love. And when you do that, you got nothing but love, too. And it's simple. It is so simple. That, I'm just talking about your voice, the sound of your voice, the words that you use, the expressions that come from you when you say what you saying and what you mean to say or what you don't mean to say. Because sometimes you open your mouth and it's something you don't mean to say. See? So you see, we talking about an activated voice. Who controls that voice? Well, God made it, didn't he? He put that tongue in your mouth, didn't he? When he made Adam from the dust of the earth, huh? At first, he was just a clay body standing up there. But once he did it, he breathed into him. He had to give him everything else that he needed to complete him. And when he completed him, he breathed his breath into his nostril. You see, he didn't give you the dog breath. He didn't give you the calf breath, the horse breath, or nobody else's breath. But he gave you his breath, huh? And man became a living soul. So when he became a living soul, now he's like an action figure. He's ready now. He got a tongue. So he had to do what? Put power in his tongue. Or we can say, own his tongue, right? That's what we could say. Own his tongue or in his tongue. Whichever word you want to use is all right. We're not going to say you wrong. Oh, everybody won't say somebody wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody does not speak, as they call it, good English. I didn't make it in English class that good. Okay, so therefore you know that, don't you? By how I talk. You know that already. That wasn't nothing new. Okay? So stop trying to judge people by the way they speak. We so touchy today. And how you anger a person by what you say when both of us got tongues. Now we know the tongue, you can't control it. You can't save your tongue. That's what they say. I can't save it, but God can save it. You see the difference? Because I asked God, I said, well, God, you know, I know. James talk about that tongue. You can tame every animal on the face of earth, but you can't tame that tongue. I said, now, Lord, I know that's what the books say, but I need you to tame my tongue. See, I'm not looking for me to tame my tongue. I'm not looking for my next door neighbor to tame my tongue because they can't tame it. You just make it more wilder. Somebody say something to you, then you really get wild, don't you? Say all kind of mean things. But if God tame your tongue, he'll bring it under control. This is what he did. He said death and life are in the power of your tongue, of the tongue, of your tongue and my tongue and their tongue. But we don't use it, do we? We don't use our tongue. Now, we should preach the gospel. He gave it to us to do what? Preach the gospel. We don't preach the gospel now. We preach our own kingdom. Our own gospel. We make it up ourselves and preach it. Not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you wonder, why is the world and why do people like they are? They don't have Jesus. He haven't been preached to them. Maybe their mothers and fathers don't believe in it. So they don't teach them about it. See, what did, I believe it was Moses, yeah, when God say that he had confidence in him that he's going to teach his children and his children's children. He's going to teach them about him. He had confidence he's going to do it. Do he have confidence that you would do the same today? Or you teach him hate? All kind of animosities. Anger. You know. They don't have anger management classes no more, do they? Do they? They must don't, because a whole lot of people's angry. A whole lot of people angry right about now. Now, you ought to be so happy now that you're running around with no mask on and you're going to the movie, you're going to all these places, spending up your money. Now, you ain't had no money to pay no rent before. But now you got money to go to the mall and you got money to go. Did the government give you that much money? Jesus, I must have missed it because they didn't give that to me. You see? And they got them stores crowded. Now you ought to be thanking God, praising and dancing in the street. Instead, you shooting and killing, doing fighting and the cutting and the cussing and the carrying on. Huh? That's what you're using your voice for? Huh? That's not what he gave your voice, your voice to do. You are supposed to express. It's an agency of expression, expressing yourself. You have the opportunity to express your opinion and your choice. What's wrong with talking to people, saying, you know, can I talk to you? I don't, you know, something kind of bothered me. You know, something you said bothered me. Is anything wrong with that? You're using your voice, right?
Yeah.
If they got any sense, well, I didn't mean it that way, or I said that, but not like that, or something to that order. Use your voice. Make the right choice with your voice. I don't know why I'm saying this, just doing it. I was going to come a completely different way with that. You see. But when you activate your voice, you could take one of these words, death or life, when you're going to use. And when you start activating one or the other, you set stuff in motion. Do you get the picture? You set it in motion, do you see? You begin to create one or the other. You create some hate that'll bring death. That's how racism started, because of that voice that was activated and set these things in motion. Some people teach them to their kids as they are young kids. They hate other kids. They hate kids of color, other nationalities. Some people do these things. And they do it on both sides of the fence. Don't say, well, the black do it. Well, the white do it. Well, the Asian do it. Well, this one do it. Both sides of the fence should do it. Need to stop it. Need to quit. Because you set it in motion. Your child learned it from you. It hear it at home. I can't stand them. I hate them. So when they grow up, they're doing the same old stuff. See? And the beat goes on. See? But you done created a monster. By your tongue, you created. Now, we ain't talking about that stuff we used to do. We all guilty of that. You know when the bill collector come to the door?
You ain't home.
Baby, tell him mama ain't home. And mama be right round there, around the door, behind the door, round there. My mama told me to tell you she wasn't home. They fix you up good, don't they? Don't them children fix you up good? You told them to say it, but you didn't tell them how to say it. See, you didn't tell them how to say it. I can imagine a whole lot of them bill collectors had to laugh. They said, listen, Linda, telling the children how to lie. And when they catch you next week, yeah, Johnny told me, you told him to tell me you weren't home. They got you then, didn't you? See? Didn't they get you? See what I'm talking about? Voice activated. You have caused your children to set in motion lines. You know, set in motion how to put these things off instead of facing things, huh? And we all have done that. We had insurance people or somebody coming to the house to forget something, and we ain't got the money right then. We do say those things. And we think they no harm, don't we? You see what I'm saying? Ain't no harm in it. And your child get up and do the same old thing. And say, well, I got it from you, Mama. Well, Daddy, you said. And that's where I heard it from. So that's why I say it. Do you see? Can't we start changing? I mean, if the pandemic is gone, if, but listen, that one phase may be gone, but there's another one coming. Why is it coming? Because you're going right back to doing the same thing you was doing before it happened. You still didn't learn nothing. You got more wilder. You want to party more harder. Drink more liquor. Fight amongst yourselves. Don't care what color you is, you're fighting among yourselves. Ain't no such thing as this one here fight more and that one fight more than other. That one don't like, both of you don't like each other. And yourself either. So therefore you fight. You want to take your anger out on somebody else. Look at the real situation and talk to yourself. Activate some new emotion in you. One that pleases God. The one where you will find yourself worshiping God, praising him, glorifying him, magnifying. God didn't make you sick. You say, yeah, but God the one made me sick. That's who made me sick. Okay, why did God make you sick? Then can you tell me why? Tell me the reason he made you sick. Okay. I can't tell you the reason why God made me sick. I'll say this, I made myself sick eating the stuff I shouldn't have been eating. And I start remembering how I love myself some chocolate candy. Any kind. And you never found me without no candy. Where I go, what I did, in my pocketbook with some candy. That's how much I love it. And don't mention that ice cream. Oh, my God. All kinds. You know them ones on the stick with the frozen with nuts all over? The drumstick stuff? Oh, my God. And you know them, with them breaded ones, with the ice cream in them, ice cream sandwiches. Oh, my God. And don't know how to eat one. I know somebody else like that, too. I know somebody right now that like to eat them Klondike balls and stuff, and they don't eat just one either. They eat the whole box. This person, we bought a box. You know, you go to BJ's and you buy the whole big box, giant box, bigger than the regular store. And I just knew I was going to get me one. And I asked for one, and they say, what, ain't none left? I said, what in the world you mean ain't none left? I done ate them. I said, you ate all of them? You mean you didn't get some away, right? No, you ate all of them. Okay. So I ain't by myself. I'm not by myself, am I? We get real greedy. When something we like, we just eat and eat and eat and eat till it make us sick. So now God didn't make me sick. I made me sick. See, I made me sick. I can't blame that on God. Okay? Because I should have had better sense. We don't have that. You see what I'm saying? That's one thing. We set that in motion our own self. Eat that stuff you don't like, that you shouldn't eat, I mean. But we did. And then we're going to blame God. Is that fair? All God done did for you, he done made you. And what did he tell you to do? Eat the fruit of the vine, the fruit of the tree. Eating the fruit of the tree, the bark of the tree is something we eat.
Yep.
You know, something we shouldn't be eating. We are terrible. But what does that mean? That's the state of our mind. We don't know how to activate the right thing. How about activating faith? Activating faith. If we activate faith, we'll be producing profit. We'll have profit. Our body will profit from it. Our pocketbooks will profit from it. Our children will profit from it. See? Because we are producing profit. Because we activated our faith. See? I just want you to activate your faith. Don't be blaming other people all the time. Blame yourself. Look into your own self. Take that mirror and hold it up there and look at yourself. See? Just look at yourself. See you. Stop trying to blame people. You know what? This world that's now is the blame game. Well, they made me angry. And you're going to be angry again. So who you going to do, kill the whole world? Because you angry? People say things out of their mouth, and some of them don't have a mind because they don't know what they say. Do you see? When the mind is twisted, they subject to say anything. If they are mentally ill, they subject to say anything. So what you going to get mad for? Now, if they snatch you and pull you back when you trying to walk away, now, I'm not responsible for that part. Reaction. How they say? You react to some things. See? Before you know it. You didn't mean to, but they caught you by surprise and you were trying to walk away and they got you, come back here and face me. No, you don't want me to face you. I'm trying not to face you. But they determined to have their way. Now, that is the way some people live. Now, look, I was just thinking, you want God to move for you, don't you? Now, he is able to do it now. And he got the ability to do it. But he's given you some things to do for yourself. He has given you power in your mouth. That's which call your mouth. You know, it got, well, it's supposed to have two sets of teeth. Tongue, you got a palate back there, you got that voice box to make sure the sound come out, and a few more things up in there. He gave you all of that form. You can bring forth a miracle. Do you understand that? You can bring forth the miracle with your mouth. That's the power. And that power in your tongue, that means it's put it into action. Put it into action. Now, you know, I was reading about God always make a way, don't he? If you in trouble, God makes a way. I know you don't. Nobody wants to be in trouble. No, nobody want to be in trouble. Sometimes it's inevitable. It happens, doesn't it? It really happens. But you can get out of it. Think about Peter when he was in jail. In Acts, how they put him in jail. Think about when he was in there. Now, you know, Peter always was mouthing. You know, he always got something to say. But Peter was in there in this jail. Him and some people, some with him, some of them was with him there in jail. What happened? Laying up there asleep. And what I can't get is, what did he do so bad that they didn't have all them guards for him? He ain't had no weapons. Now, he ain't had no weapons. But let's just say this. He don't have nothing that they are familiar with. Okay.
There you go,
Father. See? But he did have a tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So he activated his faith by preaching the word.
Amen. Stood up for the Lord.
See? And that is the weapon of his warfare that he had against the people. And he used it. So they put him in prison, and they had some guards all over him and everything. God sure thought they had him good, too, didn't he? Oh, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. Two soldiers. One little man. You ain't seen him carrying no weapon or nothing. All he did was talk. But you had two soldiers, two, and bound with two chains, and another one standing keeping the door. That's a lot of protection, ain't it? And they thought they had him, didn't they? And all he did was use his voice. I guess he was preaching death to them. Because they couldn't get life out of there for no way. He was preaching death to them. What happened? While they was sleeping, long come somebody. You ever had somebody touch you in the night and you wake up trying to say who that is? Who in your house touching you? You ever did that? Say, I got somebody shake me. Well, Peter was on his side, and the angel smote him on the side. Raised him up, saying, rise up quickly. And soon as he got up, what happened? The chains just fell off. Look at that now. All because he was running his mouth about Jesus. Ain't talking about nobody else. He wasn't being angry with nobody. He was just talking about Jesus. The chains fell off of him. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. And he did that. Now, do you think Peter was asleep when he was doing things? He was in a dream? Yeah. Thought he was dreaming. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. Put your clothes on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Quickly. Get a move on. Don't stand up and think, who is this? Am I in a dream or what is going on? Get up. Let's go. See, sometimes we so slow. We slow about getting the picture, getting what God is saying. Now he done activated you, okay? Now you got to move quickly like somebody else is moving you and not you moving yourself. Huh? Peter was going on like, this is a dream. I'm gonna wake up after a while and these soldiers will still be here. See, can you understand how you're between this and that? You don't know whether you is or you ain't. You don't know the way you sleep awake. Now, you've been in that way, haven't you? I know you have. Everybody should have had that type of experience. And he went out and followed him and was not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. See what I'm telling you? He thought he was still asleep. Now, if God give you power over all the power of the enemy was right there with him chained, bound, and one sitting at the door just in case. See? But guess what? His just in case didn't work. Because the angel come on out and left him standing there. And they still there sleeping and the chain's gone. Peter done picked up his clothes and he's gone. The man didn't even know he was gone. Peter thought he was still there. He was asleep and he was awake. See what I'm saying? God brings us out of places that we're in peculiar ways he do it. He may do it not the way you want it to be done, but he released him. There wasn't nothing they could do about it, What a thing they could do about it. And the angel went on down and he led him all the way. Can you see, Peter? Well, I must be got a vision here. What is, I don't know where I am. You know prayer was being made. Let me tell you, that prayer was really hot. That prayer reached into that prison and took them chains off, kept the keepers asleep, left them asleep. Opened up the gate, he put on his shoes, and the chains fell off of everything. And see, the man told him, put your shoes on, put your sandals on, put all your clothes on. He didn't say, well, I'm just sneaking you out like you are. No, take your clothes with you. You're going to need them. What'd he do? And the angel was taking round out. He brought, the Bible say, when they were past the first and second ward. So they had to come through other prisons. See that? They came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. He took him as far as he could go. The angel said, now you're on your own. Time for you to wake up now because you've been asleep walking. That's what you say, walking in your sleep. Mm-hmm. Peter walked in his sleep, y'all. See that? Because he thought it was a vision. Wouldn't you have thought you was in a vision too if somebody take you out of there like that? And you thought you saw an angel? But when you get out, he ain't there? Mm-hmm. Come on, you know you done been through that. I know God done did something like that for you. See? But Peter, going up, go there and everything. When he get there, the people thought he was, that's a ghost. Well, if you think I'm a ghost, you must think they done killed me already. How did I get here? how do you hear my sound? Do you think you hear sound, ghost sound, Diane?
No ghost, but you hear that sound to get up.
You hear the sound.
Yeah,
God can do the same thing for you. Now, I ain't talking about just let you out of your prison, wherever you, whatever kind of prison you in. He can do it now. But God has a way that you don't expect. You looking for it to happen one way, and it going to happen another way.
Come on.
See, Peter wasn't looking for the angel to come there and take him out and take him on down the street and through the gates and through all the wards and everything, through the prison. He walked around through the prison because they probably had him in the deepest part of the prison. Because they were scared of Peter. Did you hear what I'm saying? Because whatever Peter said to them, you know they was afraid of him. To put all that much of God around him in chains and bind him up and everything, take his clothes off and everything, don't make sure he don't get away. You ain't got no clothes, you can't go nowhere. Who told you that? If God gave Adam and Eve some clothes, well, made him a garment, he can make him a garment. Did them children of Israel clothes lasted how long? 40 years, didn't it? Shoes lasted. See? Do you think God can't make some shoes? If he made it all from the beginning, why can't he make some now? Do you understand? All you got to do is speak the word. He told you, speak the word. See? When you speak it, you believe what you say. Stop speaking something you don't even believe. You don't believe God can do it. How you think somebody else gonna believe God can do it? Well, I just thought I'd tell you today, praise God, that God activated your voice. God activated your voice. It's the sound. It's the sound that sets things in motion. Do you get it? That's what do it. And I told you, y'all don't remember that, because it was a long time ago. Well, I was just not been saved a whole lot of time, not too long, but maybe some years I was saved. But the fact is that I didn't like to hear my voice. And I always like to hang around older people because they know a lot, and I could learn a lot. Now that's where I get the knowledge that I do have, y'all, is from sitting around older people and listening. See, my ear wasn't clogged up with nothing. I was listening to them. Okay? And this older lady, the one, she had a little prayer cap on her head because she believed in that, long dresses and all that. I liked to be around her. She wasn't dull, anything. She was one of them old holy roady ladies. I loved to be around her. And I made it my business. And I was talking about it one day. I said, I just don't like to hear my own voice. And she just looked at me. She was an elderly lady at that. She said, baby, don't say that. I said, but that's, have you heard my voice? She said, they ain't got nothing to do with it. Say the anointing is in your voice. Don't you say that anymore. You want your voice to change because you don't. The anointing is in your voice. God have whatever sound he wants to come out of there. I said, yes, ma'am. And I didn't think about it. I just don't do that much listening, but I didn't think about it. When you find out that your voice activates things, put things into motion. It puts your healing into motion. I am healed. I'm healed by his stripes. I am healed. He wish above all things that I be healed. He want me to be healed. He made a way for me to be healed. Huh? The sounds that come out your voice is what touches a man or a woman. Your faith is in there. It's within you. So if it's within you, when it come out, when you use that tongue and that voice, when it activates and sets things into motion, sets healing into motion, it sets your deliverance into motion, it sets your receiving counsel into motion. Do you get it? It sets it into motion. The sound of your voice. See, that angel just came in with the sound of the voice of God, the sound of heavenly things, the sound of being delivered and set free. And when it sets you free, you are free indeed. Hmm? Oh, yes, you are. Because my God is able, and he will give you a new mind. A new mind. You're brand new now because everything's been changed. And you sit up and think, I'm going to be like this and I'm going to be. No, you ain't going to be like that unless you want to be. You can change. You have the power to change. If death and life is in the power of your tongue, talk to yourself and change yourself. Then make the choice that I will not allow the enemy to come in again and bring me that news. Tell me that. I ain't going to allow it anymore. Because if I can call those things to be not as though they already were, why don't you call it? I'm calling healing into this body. I'm calling healing into my house.
Come on now.
I'm calling healing on my car.
Come on now.
I'm calling healing in my refrigerator. You know we used to, old time, we used to pray for the refrigerator. You pray for your washing machine. You pray for, we pray for all our appliances. I mean, I know it wasn't a human, but we prayed for them. And you know what? They started working. You say, hallelujah, look what God has done. We got just as happy, didn't we?
You ain't got to get it fixed.
I ain't got to go try to find some money. You got to find money to pay somebody to fix it.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Lord, you know I ain't got no money. Now, God, I need you to fix this refrigerator. Lord, I need you to fix this washing machine. God, I gotta wash these clothes, Jesus.
Come on now.
You know I can't go around with them dirty. You know we just tell God all that stuff, don't we? Lay hands on it. Put your hand, I done put my hands on more raggedy cars. Yeah. And God had to start them up. I had one where I carried a case of oil in the trunk of the car because before I could drive, start it back up, I had to pour some more oil in it. Get to where I was going, I had to pour some more oil in it. You see, I had to pour the oil in it. So one day this prophet was there and saw me. I said, well, I'm going to put some oil in the car. She said, do what? I said, I'm going to put some oil in the car. She said, for what? I said, because it ain't going nowhere unless I put some oil in it. She went out there and laid her hands up on that car, talked to that car, and told that car, you ain't using up no oil no more, and you going to start. And it started. And I drove off. You see, I told, hey, I mean, your voice activates it. Somebody's voice got activated. Somebody that has faith voice is going to activate you. Put you in the action for what you need to do. Huh? Where you need to go and how you need to do it. Ain't God good? He's very informative, isn't he? Huh? He tell you how, where, when, and everything you need to know about what you got to do. You say, but I don't know. Yes, you do. You're just too busy whining. Stop whining and you'll hear. Give God a chance to talk to you. You stop talking all the time you talking. Want to hear your own voice. You don't want to hear God's. Stop talking long enough. Okay, God, I'm through. And let him talk. And watch the information that he gives you. And you won't even know it's God. You say, well, I was thinking. What did you say? I was thinking. You know what came into my mind?
Yep. Come on, man.
And all it was God telling you. And you just ain't found out it's his voice yet. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all pray for me. Praise God. Here, Bishop, let me go in on Diane, Bishop, one of y'all.
Hallelujah. We just thank God for that word coming forth from Apostle Porter today, pressing through. And, man, what'd you say? Your voice, the sound of your voice. What sound are you putting out there? Because, you know, sound is vibration, you know. And it goes out there in the atmosphere. So are you going to speak life or are you going to speak death today? I tell you, speak life. And when you say that tongue, you know, when you activate that tongue to speak life, you know, who's inside? The greater one is inside of you, right? So when you continue to speak the life, you know, and going forth, you activating that spirit man within you. You believing, you trusting what it is that you're saying today. It was good. I enjoyed the word. Apostle, and yeah, it did come to me when you were talking about, you know, speaking life. The greater one is who is inside of us. So as we begin to speak life, we produce life.
Yeah.
Whatever we speak is what it is that we're producing. Hallelujah. You know, that's what, you know, like she said, be quiet and God will talk, right? But that's what came to me when she was saying that, and sometimes when we're going through a situation, we take our mind, we take our eyes off of God, and we focus on the problem. We focus on what it is that we're going through. We forget about speaking life into the situation. You know, Lord, you say you will never leave me nor forsake me. You know, Lord, I'm trusting in you that you're going to bring me through. You're going to work this here out for me. You know, in your house, you walk around your house. You speak life in your house. Chaos going on in your house. You walk around. Being around a posse, you know, she tell you, walk around. Lay hands on, you know, your doors, your windows, your furniture, your fridge, your electric panel. You walk around, even your vehicle, you walk around, you pray. Why? You asking for God protection. You speaking it out. You are speaking life around you. You are speaking life to your situation. Do we mess up at times and focus on our problem? Yes, we do. But you know what? We shake ourselves out of it. Sometimes you're so deep down in that situation that someone just come into the midst. God sends someone to shake you up.
Oh, yeah.
Shake you up and speak life into you.
Mm-hmm.
Speak life into you. But you know what? They're speaking the life into you, but are you receiving the life that they speak into you? Are they receiving the life today? You know, I see Apostle lay hands and stir up the gift within, activate the gift that you have within. You don't know what gift you have, or you may not understand, but you know that prophet will come and store it up, speak it into existence. And as you continue to hear, you will continue to speak life. Healing, I thank you, Lord, for my healing. I tell you, one day, Apostle said, you need to lay hands on yourself. And you know what? I did. You continue to say it. And when it's too much for me, I will come and have that, you know, you plug into that right circuit, you know. You come down and you're like, Apostle, I need you to pray for me. You know, today, speak life. Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, it's not easy, you know, at times, but speak it. Speak life today. People saying, oh, you're just saying that? No, honey. You go through problems, you're going to speak life. Yes, you're going to cry. But then you're going to wipe the tears, and then you're going to continue to speak life. Go for it today. I just thank God for the word, and I know Apostle has talked about the sound before. I know it's going to come back. This morning I was looking, you know, like a couple of years ago where she talked about, you know, shedding. So I just thank God for the word, shed fear, speak life and not death, because that's what the word say. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Whose tongue? Your tongue. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now tune in tomorrow and hear a powerful woman of God, Pastor Sharon, as she bring forth the word. Tell it to your friends. You know, you can share the link. You can share the phone number and tell them tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we continue to ask that you continue to keep our apostle and her family in prayer. Because you know what? Apostle could have said she wasn't doing the broadcast today. I've been around Apostle to see that the storm has come in her life, but it never stops her from doing the will of God. It never stops her. She may be hurting inside, but you know what? You will never know unless you get that spirit of discernment. You will never know, but she pushed through. You will never know anything that is going on in her life. Why? Because she don't allow it to stop her from doing what God has put in her to do. This Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to tell you, came about because when she went in that hospital and she could not go to church, that pains her when she couldn't go to church. And this broadcast came about because you know what? The word is still going to come forth. Nothing is going to stop that word from coming forth. And she have pushed through. How much of us today can say that we're going through something? You get a little fingernail hurt or cut and you can't preach the word. You can't go to church. You got some type of excuse why you can't be in God's house. You get some type of excuse why you can't do what God say to do. You know, I've been around this woman of God where she have pressed through. This broadcast been on the air from 2009. It's been going forward. Not one day has it not go forward. Not one day. And there is always someone on here. Trust and believe every Wednesday, and God is good. Press through today. In this day and in this time, press forward to God. That's where your ark of safety is. That's the one that is keeping you. That's the one that is keeping you on your job. That's the one that is protecting you when you're out in this sinful world. That's the one that is making sure that every bill is being paid. It may be late, but it's being paid. Speak life today. Can you speak life out of your mouth today? Or are you going to allow a fingernail break? And I say a fingernail break because that's nothing. That's nothing when you break a fingernail. But people use that as an excuse what they cannot do.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy. And what about lay hands on yourself. Lord, you said, by your stripes, I'm healed. Thank you for my healing, Lord. You know, and continue press on. But are you believing what you're saying? Are you believing when hands are being laid on you for your healing? Are you believing that healing today? Are you receiving that healing today? Because it ain't the person that you want lay hands on you. You know what? I thank God for just the word today. May God bless you. Have a joyous and wonderful day today. Again, tune in tomorrow to hear that awesome and powerful woman of God, Pastor Shea.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me believe. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
Soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go when
I can let God.
Let
him have his way
back when things are happening. I stop looking at them.
Oh, when I let go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We're the only one with the answer.
Let's go.
Just let God.